Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Our special guest today is Courtney Mahoney, the President of Operations for the Chicago Wolves, and we are totally excited about this. We have this lovely young lady that's going to tell us all about the Wolves and their charitable organization, what they do and how they do it. And Courtney, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, the first thing is I have to say that my daughter's first name is Courtney, too, so that makes me a little partial. But
Brilliant choice.
So, President of Operations, good for you. How'd you wind up achieving that goal?
Oh, it's been crazy. This is my 27th season with the Chicago Wolves. So I always tell people I started when I was 5. It's getting younger and younger, my start date. But yeah, I graduated school, went to University of Wisconsin-Madison. And then when I graduated, I actually wanted to work in sports. I wanted to work in fundraising and got an opportunity to intern with the Wolves, which were relatively new. They started in 94, 95. So then I went there in 96, 97 and just, I interned for a year, had a great mentor in Romy Barrett, and then she left, and I had the opportunity to take over that department and then slowly evolve, taking on more and more responsibility over the next 20-some years. So it's been a crazy ride, but it's just been amazing. It's an amazing organization to work for.
Well, I remember when the Wolves first came around, and a lot of people thought, well, I'm not sure if they're going to make it with the Hawks in town and everything, but weren't they surprised with the team winning championships and things like that? It was really a pleasant surprise and very affordable for families, too.
Very much, yep.
So how many women presidents are there in professional sports? I don't think there's that many.
No. I mean, there's two in Chicago. So down the street, the Blackhawks have one, which is pretty cool. And then for our league, I know there's in Charlotte, but I don't know too many. So it's, we're getting there. We have... You know, I give a lot of credit to our owner, Don Levin. Our office has a lot of seniority. We have a VP of ticket sales who's a female, and we have the number one salesperson in the league, Stephanie Evans, who's been that for the past, I feel like a million years. She just crushes it. And we have a lot of really strong females, so we're pretty lucky here at the Wolves office. It's kind of how we roll here, women dominating.
That's okay. You know, I know that my daughter would love hearing that, so I'll have to pass it along to her. But we should get to all the charitable things that the Wolves do that people are not aware of. So if you could just kind of take us right down that lane, Courtney, and tell us about all these different groups that you work with and help out and what have you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, and we try to do, you know, something for everyone. We have Chicago Wolves Charities, which is our fundraising arm and involves probably about 12 local charities. Anywhere from Special Olympics to Silver Lining Foundation to Erica's Lighthouse, just a little bit smaller charities that we know our dollars make a difference, that we're going to donate 5 to 10 grand, that's going to make an impact on the organization. But we just finished a Mental Health Awareness Month in January, which was just amazing. We spent every day we had a player on social media kind of just spreading a message that, hey, it's okay not to be okay, or just be kind to your mind, just really understanding the impact and the importance of talking about mental health awareness. We had a jersey auction at the end of the month with specially designed jerseys that the players wore, and we auctioned for charities, mental health related charities and Chicago Wolves charities. So that was kind of a whirlwind for us, and it couldn't have gone better, and our fans and embraced everything and just did a tremendous job. And then, yeah, every once a month we have an adopt-a-dog program, which is bananas. People come to games and adopt a dog, and that's been one of our just most amazing. We've had almost 2,000 dogs adopted, which is awesome. So, and found homes. So that's our next agenda in March. And then we have autism awareness with some St. Patrick's Day jerseys and a lot of smaller programs. But I think the list goes on and on. We try... You know, the goal is every day to do something, every year to be better than we were the last year. And, you know, I've said this before with mental health, if we help one person, if one person feels comfortable talking about mental health awareness, that's a victory. If one kid is reading more because he went to the library and met, you know, one of our players and met Noel Gundler and thinks it's cool, then that's a success. So kind of one step at a time, but we're going to work on that as long as we exist.
How did this all get started with the charitable fundraising? Was that from the very beginning, Courtney, or did it come years later?
It was pretty initial. I mean, certainly not to the severity or the impact we have now. I mean, when I first started, they just started the Read to Succeed program, which is a program designed about setting and achieving reading goals. And that was just in the libraries. And then we expanded it. I think we were doing some basic things like that program, hospital visits, what have you. And then, you know, we expanded that to the schools. We created a health program. We actually do a French program, which is really cool. We have our French players go to French high school French classes and speak all in French. So kids work on that and understand the value of a second language.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a really neat program. It's like I have no clue what's going on because, of course, I majored in Spanish, which didn't help me in hockey. But yeah, I mean, there's always something, I think, and we're very open to see, you know, what more we can do. We have a girls in sports day, March 12th at the game. So just celebrating the achievements of women in sports. So pretty first time we've done that. So we're pretty excited about it.
Well, the women in sports day, that's what, March 12th?
Correct. Yep.
And that's versus what, Grand Rapids?
Yes.
And the and on that particular day, women in sports, is that something where you're encouraging the fans to bring their daughters to the game, that type of thing?
Yeah, I think we're just highlighting. This is the first year we've done it, so everything's a bit of a learning curve. But we'll have like a woman ref. We have a really cool. Our team doctor is a very accomplished physician. She'll be our hometown hero. We have a really cool puck drop. Actually, one of our players' moms is Jack Drury's mom, Liz Drury, who's a total, was a stud. She went to Harvard and was like one of the best lacrosse players. So that's just kind of a fun tie-in. But yeah, we have some greetings from just women in sports, whether they work for ESPN, Kristen Shilton, who's a former Wolf and now works for ESPN, and Sarah Spain, and just kind of giving a shout out and encouraging young women. So I think like I said, it's our first year, so it's a bit of a learning curve. But we want people to come out and see the value and hear from other women how important it is to encourage and offer some words of wisdom that hopefully encourages young women or anybody, to be honest, to achieve their goals.
I see in football now you're seeing more and more female referees than ever before. How about hockey? How's that shaping up as far as female referees?
It's getting there. Certainly not nearly, I mean, I think in any sport, not nearly as many as we'd like, but we've made a lot of progress and we have a handful. So I think we're getting there. So it's the first step, right?
Well, it's the first step, but it's long overdue when you think about it. I mean, really it's time. Do you foresee in the future all female hockey teams?
There are, I mean, obviously there's the, you know, the Olympics and what have you. And I think they have talked about having like a women hockey league as well. It's just, you know, I think it's challenging. You need, you know, the issue with like soccer, women's soccer, it's like you need everyone to spend the same marketing dollars on growing women's sports as they do in men's sports. It's not there's definitely interest. You can see it from women's soccer, you can see it from the Olympics when they watch hockey. Even the WNBA is just doing tremendous things, but you need sponsors and you need folks to the marketing dollars are just totally, you know, apples to oranges on that. So I hope so. I think it'd be amazing. It's just hoping we can get that same spend to encourage fans and making people aware of those games as much as they do the other games.
Well, didn't the women's soccer team finally attain the same goal of the men's as far as salaries go?
I think finally, yeah.
Yeah, that was a long haul. I mean, in the championships that they won, that was a lot of work. And I do think it's coming. I think it's a matter of time where, you know, maybe teams will take a look and say, hey, let's have another division that's the female division. So those ladies out there that want to play, just like you have basketball right now, have this opportunity to play hockey.
Yeah, I mean, you hope so. It's hard. I mean, I think it's when women's careers, I mean, I think it was like Abby Wambach, like she was on the stage with Peyton Manning and Kobe Bryant at the time. It's like her career ended and there's just the dollars aren't there. I mean, she's a premier soccer player and then compared to like Kobe and Peyton and those guys. And I think, you know, it's not a matter of it's awesome that the women's soccer team is amazing, but that's like they should just get it should be the same because it's the right thing to do and they're
Right.
generating the audiences. So yeah, I hope so. I mean, we're getting there certainly with women in business decisions and women making those decisions, and I think we're certainly a lot more open to it than we were, but you're exactly right. It's not nearly as fast enough as I think we'd like it.
I have a friend of mine who lives in Boston. He was formerly from Chicago, and he was a diehard Wolves fan. And out in Boston, he takes his son, who's 12, and his twin daughters, who are 9, and they play hockey. And it's junior hockey, and they love it. And it's very popular on the East Coast, you know, especially
Absolutely.
Vermont, because a lot of players come from the Vermont area, Burlington, Vermont, in that whole area where they're drafted, and they come out and they move up. And I said, when you see things like that, you just hope that down the road, that avenue will open up, that they'll have that opportunity like the men have had for many, many years. Because going way back, I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago, I used to go to the Hawks games when that was Bobby Hall and Stan Mikita and Glenn Hall. And a friend of mine was the athletic manager, and he would tell me that between periods, Glenn Hall would go downstairs, you know, he'd upchuck in a bucket because, you know, you had no face mask, no protection, you know. He'd take some seltzer water, he'd come back out, the second period would end, go big, upchuck again. But it was totally different. It was only a handful, six teams. It was so different,
Right.
you know. And when the Wolves came along, I know there's a lot of people wondering, well, I don't know if the Wolves are going to make it, not going to make it, but they showed everybody their stamina, their strength, their integrity, and that they were able to do it, and they were able to show people that, hey, we got a winning team here. But it takes support, and it takes people like yourself to make it work. That's important too.
It is, and I think it's, you know, it's a kudos to ownership. It's a kudos to our owner, Don Levin, who invests not only in the team. I mean, this is a guy that if you don't win a championship, I mean, that is the edict, win a championship every year. And the fact that we've won five is absolutely amazing. I've been to the finals and done all those things, but just as important as that is his support of community endeavors and giving back to the Chicagoland community. So it starts from the top, and he sets a tone for what's expected. And he's a guy you want to go to the wall. Like, he's just unbelievable person to work for. There's a reason so many of us have been here for so long. Like, I can't say enough positives about him. And for him, is like he loves the Adopt a Dog program. That's kind of his baby. And you know, all we try, we he spends money in the summers, like doing clinics for families or people that can't afford vaccinations, and puts on these pet health fairs so pets can get all that stuff. So it's just it starts from the top, and I think I'm lucky enough to learn from him. Like our GM, who's been here since the inception, Wendell Young, he's the same. We're all kind of cut from the same cloth. So it that teamwork really makes everything really successful.
So, from your standpoint, if there's a young lady out there that wants to get more involved and be in sports, whatever it may be, what can you pass along to those young people out there that are they're you know trying to see where their direction is going to be, where they're going to go?
I mean, I think it's just a matter of you've got to want it, and you got to love it. Like, no one's here for the hours, and no one's here necessarily for the pay. It's not the most lucrative, but you're in it literally for the love of the game. And I think if you love it, then you can be anything you want to be. You just you, and I think take every opportunity, put yourself in the room. I just, you know, when I started, wherever I would take on every responsibility they offered me, like, and I if Don was going somewhere or Wendell was going somewhere, I put myself in that room so I could be a part of it, and it wasn't such a big deal. I just kept hanging around. So it wasn't like, why is this gal here? It was just like I became someone they could count on. And I think just don't ever get discouraged. It while it may take a while, and it could be a guy's world, but the world's changing. So I think it's just kind of doing whatever you can. Work We always say our motto a little bit here is like work unreasonably hard and you'll achieve your goals to be the best you can be.
We're going to pause for 1 minute just to remind everyone you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking to Courtney Mahoney, the President of Operations for the Chicago Wolves. And this young lady has shown all of us what you can do when you put your mind to it and how well you can achieve your goals. And she certainly evident of all those things that are taking place right now, and we thank her for that. The Courtney, another thing too is, do they ever have things for young ladies, like if they want to learn more about hockey, that they can come in? And the Wolves have anything along those lines?
We don't right now. We did a hockey for her a couple years back before the pandemic, which kind of gave young women and just anyone a chance to come in to our practice facility and learn a little bit about the sport. There's so many great programs, I think, now at local rinks too, where it's just the access to ice and the access to that is so much different than it was even a few years ago. So it's certainly something always on our radar, but I know there's so many tremendous programs that we recommend as well.
And how about your campaign for breast cancer? You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're really proud of that. We partner with a Silver Lining Foundation and Dr. Sandy Goldberg, who's the most amazing human. If you haven't met her, she's just incredible. And one of the coolest things I like about it is it's for $175. You can get a mammogram for someone who can't afford one. So it's like crystal clear on, hey, this is the goal. Every $175 we raise, that's where it's going. And what we kind of swapped to a couple years ago is we started doing survivor sticks, where fans can buy a stick, they pick a player, and you know, Kevin Fitzgerald, and they can write the name of a survivor, someone that's battling cancer, whomever they want. It's kind of up to the person. And so he'll go through warmups, you know, with that name on the stick, and then after the game they get to meet that player. After the game they get the stick, usually wrapped up in pink tape, what have you. So it's become a really cool program, especially with our fans. Getting to meet the guys is awesome, but to have a stick that has like his autograph, a survivor's name, someone who's going through something, so they can say, hey, this guy believes in you. And to know that, hey, we sold 36, that's 30 mammograms as we continue, you know, that goal ever changes. So that's been a really neat program for us that we're carrying on.
Well, this is what we want to get out to the folks, because a lot of people may know about some of the charitable things that you're doing, but things like this and how you're helping the population and the ladies out there and what you're doing, because it's not just a hockey team. It's a team with heart. It's a team with a charitable background, and one that is very cognizant of what's going on in the world as far as helping others. I think that's really important. And it says a lot about the signature of the team, the signature of the management there too.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's the reason I kind of wanted to work in sports and fundraising is you have this like guaranteed audience, right? Every game there's people showing up, and every game we do some type of fundraiser. You can get a scratch and win card for $1. You can bid on something. We have mystery pucks. So it's all different like price ranges, and even our games in the concourse, you want a radar cage or the slapshot cage, that's all goes to charity. And I think, you know, the other huge shout out goes to our fans. They have embraced these programs and their support. We would be nowhere without them. They're the ones taking the dogs home. They're the ones spending thousands of dollars on jerseys to help raise awareness and support our endeavors. So we appreciate their feedback and their support, because they are the ones that have just been absolutely amazing in supporting our community.
So with so many charities out there, then how do you pick the charities? I mean, you have all these different funds going, you're raising all this money. How do you actually pick the charities? I'm sure you got people knocking on your door every day saying, hey, you know, could you include us?
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to be, we're very intentional about it. You know, we have, like I said, Chicago's charities are probably about 12 to 14 charities, and they're very different. So you have a Facing Forward, we have a homelessness, we have, like I said, Special Olympics, you have a breast cancer, we have a spinal cord, mental health. So we wanted a real big variety. So we were kind of hitting every cause, like a food allergy, so that, you know, when pediatric cancer, so when someone's donating, they know that it's kind of going to something that's important to them. And I think the other part is, you know, we wanted it to have an impact. And so like the Silver Lining, you know where it's going and what it's doing. And some of the bigger charities, unfortunately, if we donate $5,000 to American Cancer Society, I'm not sure it's going to help, but
right.
If we give it to, you know, Bare Necessities or Little Heroes, we just know that that's a bigger impact and exactly where that's going. So for us, you know, it's tough to compete with the Bears and the Bulls and the Hawks on fundraising dollars. We just don't have that ability. So it's kind of like the little guys partnering up together. And we've really built partnerships with these charities. I've worked with a lot of them for so many years and built friendships. And what are they doing? What do they got going on? How do we help? Oh, you got something at the school, we'll send a player. So we're very intentional about it. And I think even with, when we did the mental health, we tried to find, actually found two charities that use therapy dogs that help adopt dogs, and that tied into our grant scheme with Adopt a Dog, so, and mental health. So it's a lot of time and research into that, but we found like amazing partners.
And you're right. A lot of the big charities are with those big teams, where those that are smaller, medium-sized charities are kind of left out, and that's where you folks come in. And that makes a difference because that impact goes directly there. I mean, it's like 95% of their dollars go to helping that charity. And I know that with the charity effort dogs, that's awesome because, you know, people love animals, and it's really, you're kind of stuck. You see all these puppies over there. You say, oh my gosh, how can I leave without, you know, getting one of these puppies? You got them. You kind of roped them right in, you know, like, come on, get a dog. Let's go.
Well, and it's great too, because the retention rate is, it's funny, our play-by-play guys probably adopted three dogs, our blimp guys adopted a handful, but they all keep, and it's like no one returning them the next day. And then we also created a wish list too, so if you're not quite ready for a dog and you want to donate, hey, you can buy for the shelters food or bags or treats or, you know, Clorox, things that the shelters need that can't quite afford, so... If you're not ready for a dog, which is a huge commitment, and we want you to be committed, then here are some other opportunities to donate.
Can folks just make a straight donation to the Wolves and not be specific about the charity? Say, I want to give money. I want to go to charity. You could pick one, but I just want to donate some money to you. Is that possible?
Yep, we do actually right on our website at ChicagoWolvesStore.com. If you go under Game Use, there's a place you can just make a donation.
Now, hang on, Courtney. You went too fast. Let's do that. Let's do it again so folks know what that website is.
It is ChicagoWolfStore.com. And if you go under Game Use, you'll see a place to donate for Chicago, like donation to Chicago Wolves charities.
Okay.
That'd be amazing.
And then that money, you then divide it up or spread it among several different charities then.
Correct. Yep. And then you can see on our website at ChicagoWolves.com under community and fundraising, all the charities we support and links and what have you. So that has access as well.
Now, once you make that donation, do you get a letter back so you can use it for tax purposes as a charitable donation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. The I think the overall programs that you've got going and helping others, that's what it's all about.
I think so too. It's, you know, we as humans just, you know, it's our kind of hopefully our obligation to be kind to each other and look out for each other. And we have a bigger stage with sports, so I'm proud that I have an owner that is so supportive of what we do, and communities really first and foremost for him. So I feel very privileged to be in a, you know, you get to go to work every day and try to make a difference.
Well, there's not too many people that can say that they're very unhappy in what they do and you know, how they're doing it. And, you know, to love what you're doing, going to work every day is not going to work because you love what you're doing. You know, then it becomes... your life, it's not a journey in desperation. It's a journey of love. And
absolutely.
That's
yeah, I feel very lucky, and it's funny. It's just, you know, you have the department, we have everybody selling tickets and doing this, and we're like, we're just trying to change lives every day. So it's great.
Well, I know, I'll tell you a little story. My friend was worked with the Blackhawks. One of the goals that Bobby Hall made, the puck, he'd give me the puck, and I gave it to my daughter, and you think that she died and went to heaven. It's like, oh my goodness, I got this puck. And for many years, my company that I sold, we print the tickets for a lot of sports teams, baseball, football, hockey, and what have you. And she knew the stats and everything, and she was into hockey, football, baseball, basketball, and it was just amazing. And we encouraged her because many of her friends were not that way. The other girls, you know, they had other interests, whether it be dolls or whatever, but her interest was sports. And I could see that, and you, just looking at you and listening to you, that, you know, this is in you. It's in your blood. You can't get rid of it. It's there.
Yeah. What does your daughter do now?
She is an acupuncture therapist out in Portland, Oregon. And
oh, nice.
And she's taught me a lot of things. In fact, one of the things she taught me one time, I went out there and she says, gee, how's you having a backache from flying? I says, yeah. I said, well, I'll give you a treatment. I says, well, I said, I know you got small needles and you got large needles. And my concern is if you use the large needle, you're going to say, Dad, remember when you grounded me for 3 days when I was 14? So I took a pass on it. But anyway, but I did want to share with you, Courtney, that we certainly appreciate your taking time. We're a small station with a big heart, but everything that we do on this show is to try and bring out to people all the charitable things that are going on, what people are doing to help others, and that's important. And that's what we want to do, to help others.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the time you guys gave the Wolves and our charitable endeavors. And anytime you want to talk about it, I'm happy to. So thank you guys so much.
Well, you're welcome. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, click on Contact Us, and we'll give you all the information you may need. In the meantime, Courtney, have a great day. And folks out there, you have a great day, too.